In Colorado, you can legally gamble in Black Hawk, Central City, Cripple Creek, and licensed online sports betting. Protect our communities. Learn more at PlayLegitCO.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In years gone by, laptops in cafes meant struggling writers or students escaping the library.
Some egomaniacs that like to pretend they're important with their laptop. Life is full of pretenders, isn't it?
But the post-COVID hybrid working model has seen remote worker numbers surge.
Everybody says working from home is more convenient. Very few people say it's more fun.
And often this translates not to working from home, but working from cafe.
Because it's a great place to work, get coffee, get a bit of a buzz, off you go.
Or, in some cases, working from pub.
And they, like, drink while they're working. I don't know what that's a whole other study as to whether that's a good idea, but people do it anyway.
But laptop squatters aren't necessarily attractive customers for cafes.
Probably very rude, RA, but I do it myself, so.
And Irish business owners increasingly have hybrid hobos in their sights.
If it has to be that they have to charge a few euro per hour, so be it. And people will pay for it.
So should laptops be banned from cafes and restaurants across Ireland?
Put that laptop away, young man.
Or are anti-screen policies a bad business?
We were in Berlin and we were in a cafe with our young son and we were kind of going, God, there's something off. We were trying to figure out what it was. And then we suddenly realised that it was purely because they were all busy on their laptops.
Dorina Keogh is co-owner of Clement & Pico in Dublin, who've held the same laptop rules for 8 years now.
We wanted to do something to preserve our atmosphere to prevent that ever happening, quite honestly. We just ask people to not use laptops at the weekend or at busy times. We're not the destination where you plug in everywhere. We're very much the social cafe.
Some people have a real sense of entitlement. They're hilarious. They sort of go, where's the Wi-Fi? Well, we don't have any. Where's the plug? It's not near my table. We'll act like we're a cafe. We're not a home office.
Chris Keegan is the owner of CAF on Drury Street in the capital.
Initially, we were absolutely fine with it. We had Wi-Fi, there were plugs. But then what happened is we found more and more people were cluttering up the tables upstairs with their laptops and spending longer and longer over a token cup of coffee. So we removed the Wi-Fi. And what we have now is a polite notice on the wall saying at weekends we're too busy for laptops. We find that during the week it's okay, but the weekends are challenging.
Both Dorina and Chris understand the predicament of the lonely remote worker, but think foisting this growing population on the service industry isn't the answer.
We get massive amounts of tourists in and they're actually seeking the buzz. They're on holidays. They want to be in a cafe that's lively with the music going, with people sitting around chatting. They don't want to go into what's a virtual library.
However, according to CEO of FutureWise, Peter Cosgrove, reinventing the coffee shop as a space for work could be good for workers and for business.
I think some coffee shops might focus themselves Monday to Friday very much as a third space for work, because actually there's a lot of money there. They're very much loyal customers and they probably have a good salary and they might pay a little bit more money. Broadband is easier. So there used to be this thing, you might only get broadband or Wi-Fi for an hour. Now they have the bandwidth that they can do that. They're actually kind of making more seats for one because they're realizing that a lot of their population aren't just coming once. They might come four times a week and that's quite a loyal customer. We are very much a species where we like to be in communities. And I think coffee shops are one of these places where people actually feel there's a real hustle and bustle and there's lots of things going on. And actually that can absolutely help people's creativity and you start to boost your motivation and productivity. And I think coffee shops probably need to embrace that as a benefit.
Many laptop squatters speak of the concentration-inducing ambiance of a coffee shop. Indeed, some workplaces now even pump cafe background noise into offices to boost productivity. But Metro Cafe on South William Street in Dublin welcomes remote workers and serves them from morning espresso to post-work martini, as manager Amber tells me.
People do very often come here to work and then have a meeting or bring somebody in for an interview and they would have maybe like some breakfast and then they have a coffee and then they have some lunch. And you know, if it spills out to the whole day, for people who are maybe living in a share house, maybe somebody else is working from home. Also, if you feel isolated, you might want to go somewhere where you feel like there's a buzz around you that could even give you motivation to work. Or it might make you feel like you have to work, because if people are around you watching you, you don't want to look like you're just scrolling on Instagram or something, you know? We're there to look after them, and whatever they need, we're going to facilitate. If they need to plug the laptop in, if they need to charge the phone behind the bar, or whatever it might be, you know?
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.